Hey y'all, welcome back to With Awe here on the Patriots Helping Patriots Network. I am just Jody. I'm a broadcaster here, and I'm also the founder of PHP News, The Hash, and The Network. I'd like to take a moment to talk about where is F. Zimon at, right? Well, you'll get to see him soon enough. The truth is, I am here to congratulate you, Mr. Fitz. That's right, F. Zimon. I am absolutely so proud of you and who you've become. I have had the blessing of getting to know you, watch your show grow on the network from zero to 100 in no time at all. And I'd like to say congratulations on your 50th episode. This 50th episode that F. Zimon has put it together for all of you is a great way for you to go through the channel and handpick your favorites. It is a great compilation of all the shows he's done from start to end thus far. And all I can say is he is my most creative creator on this channel. He truly is. He goes way far above and beyond each week. F. Zimon is a screenwriter. He is an artist. You can check out all of his work at fzimon.com. Now, With Awe has become something that I never could have imagined. It's not just a podcast. It's art, it's music, it's God, all wrapped up into one, while he delivers content and speaks to a crowd of people that fully register with what he does and who he is. So please feel free to go through the channel, pick one of your favorite episodes, drop a comment and let us know that you were there. However, on top of all of that, I want to say, Fitz, I love you. You've become one of my best friends on the planet. I admire who you are, the family man that you are, the love that you and your wife seek through Christ. It is amazing. And I have never been more proud of another individual. And I've never been so blessed to be around someone who makes everyone feel great. Everyone who meets you adores you. And everyone I've ever heard from regarding you has nothing but positive, strong love for you. So thank you, F. Zimon. We appreciate you, Fitz. Until next time here on the PHP News Network, I'll be here in the background watching with awe. That's right. God bless you all.
And I'm Finny Faganich. Gonna put it in the white crack house. And then you're gonna sell it. And my daddy said I'm the smartest guy he knows. Teddy! Fitz! They're not artists! I'm an artist! I'm not even an artist, Daddy! I'm an artist!
It was great because it's in the opening of, oh, we didn't even say the name of our show. You want to tell everybody the name of our
you
show?
You tell them that the, you know, let me say something. This guy is so intelligent and so talented, and we talked about this. We really don't know who we are or where we came from on Earth. We don't know. Tell them the title.
So we're going to call this show With Awe, W-I-T-H-A-W-E. And what that stands for is, what in the hell are we exactly? I have some guys from the East Coast that you're going to enjoy meeting. Hopefully next week we can get them on. The Brooklyn Choir, I call them. They're not a real choir, but they sound like what you were just talking about. So we'll bring those guys on. They'll give us a critique of one of our videos.
This is our music video.
We've got them by the balls with this. You know, there's no way out of what they did there. World Trade Center 7, you know. So tell us about your experience, because most of us all we saw what was on TV.
And likewise, I love your stuff. I love the Get Ready.
Oh,
I love it. Congratulations to everything you've done so far. Just a big fan to you and to Fitz. But getting
Well,
to my
thank you,
9/11 story with you, man, Kim
right?
Jong-un,
Then
and then Trump went and met him, and everybody
right.
realized he wasn't the bad guy.
Right. They needed
let the Bensonhurst kids jump in here for a minute, because we need to hear from him. He hasn't said anything.
But let me just say this real quick, that you guys who saw those buildings collapse,
yep,
that had to be one of the most surreal things. Do you know what I mean? Because it, looking back, it couldn't possibly happen organically.
Brings this to my attention. Fitz always brings this to my attention, and I 100% agree with him. And I remember this on the news when they said everything's pulverized, but we found the passport.
Yeah, the passport.
We have a new show here. It's called With Awe. And it's basically the initials of What the Hell Are We by an artist.
Down on the road over there. You don't know what it was.
Oh my God. Daddy Finn is alien. Daddy Finn is alien. Daddy Finn.
Ukraine gold.
Oh God, what a great movie.
So let's play this little clip here. I put my drawing next to it, and
instead
of lassoing the moon, I had him lasso Potter, Mr. Potter, because we none of us like Mr. Potter.
Well, that's what he wanted to do.
Here's her picture.
good job.
Buffalo
hey,
Dallas.
I don't want you to think I know the movie pretty well, but it all that fat guy goes, "Why don't you go ahead and kiss her?" And he goes,
"Oh,
what's that?
I was. What? I'll show you some kissing, and I'll put hair back on your head."
Yeah, really. Go, you just wasted all the wrong people.
But I saved my ice cream. I saved my drink. Daddy told me I'm right to make. I'm in orders.
Hey, yo, what are you doing, Trump Mask?
Getting ready, Rocky!
The Rat Pack, and this is Kells, and we'd like to just say hello to Kells and introduce her to our team here.
So, hello, hey, Kells. Everybody. Hello. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for
Great
coming.
It's a privilege and an honor.
Great. Is he a pastor, Kells? His name is Marcus Stanley.
You know what? I don't think he is a pastor. I found him quite by chance, and he just resonated with me. He's been through a lot, and I know you probably know this, or if you don't know this, a lot of people do know, but my daughter struggled with addiction for a very, very long time.
Amanda here can vouch for when I say that this diploma that they give you is really a piece of garbage.
Yes, I can definitely verify that.
And as a new friend to the PHP team, I'm going to give you this shirt. And
oh, thank you.
And I hope you wear it proudly.
I will.
So we're going to start off here at the prey station, and we're feeding the squirrels right now, and we're hoping that the squirrels are going to come eat this. But
it stinks! Oh, that stinks! That stinks! Hi, my name is Fratici Puppet.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is episode 5 of With Awe with Teddy and Fitz. And we have a very, very special guest here today. His name is Dave Weiss. He has I've been following him since at least 2018 or so. What really impressed me about Dave is he left a really good job to go out and share this incredible knowledge he has that he's been putting out for a long time. And welcome to the show, Dave. And Teddy, this is Dave.
Good to meet you, Dave.
Good to meet you. Thanks for acknowledging that. And yeah, you know, I did walk away from everything I worked my entire life for to do this. And I, you know, I guess the reason I did it is, what am I going to do? Sit on my hands? Like, I don't think it's possible for a normal functioning person to see what's going on in the world to the point that we see and not do anything about it. I don't think it's possible.
I'm an honest.
Oh, Trump card, now he gets Ukraine gold.
No, oh,
bullshit.
No.
I quit.
No.
The Liberty Dance. Teddy, your song. Oh, there's so much to unpack there. You want to take a shot at it?
Oh, and you go first. You know more about that card game than I do.
Oh yeah, when they sent it over, it was a lot bigger. I had to cut it down, and there was a lot more going on at that Coke party. But we got a Crack Ross is once.
Well, I'm glad they're enjoying their vaccines. You know what I mean? I'm
they
glad they're putting it in their shots.
They
you know,
put it to good use. After that, Crack Ross is wants to do some contract negotiations. He's not going to settle for the cigarettes and the Bud Lights anymore. So we got to come up with a pay another pay system.
And they are Fitz and Teddy, and they have a show called With Awe, which stands for What in the Hell Are We Even?
Just take it. Just take it. Just take it. What?
Daddy, then I can't go to the white crack house.
Honey, I'm coming back home.
Find my laptop.
I'll see you soon. I'll explain later.
We have a very, very special guest, and I'm going to.
What's happening? What's happening?
We wanted
that was the best. I'm telling you, Crack Ross, man.
I told you, I'm never going to do this again. I'm never going to ask these questions like this. I don't need this crap. I don't need any of it.
And these are the kind of people that are.
As he goes on to say, he said, "I was a better man as a woman with you than I've ever been as a man with a woman."
Yeah, and we love to play movie clips on here and go back and show some the great classics of when it was a much better time for movies and TV. And we're going to show a piece of The Twilight Zone. You want me to roll that now?
Yeah, go ahead.
My favorite episode of The Twilight Zone, and because we do have something that we put together for The Twilight Zone also after this. But
hey,
this
we're living in The Twilight Zone.
This episode is called Next Stop Willoughby, where you'll see what happens on the clip, where this man gets on the train, and it takes him back in time.
Damn it, what?
Spotted him, and is like, what's that guy doing back here? I don't know what this guy's doing back here, so we had to punt that guy.
To his backseat.
That was great, man. That was great. So how you doing tonight, Daddy?
Oh, wonderful. How about you? How you been? I haven't talked in a long time.
I don't want to distress our viewers, but how are your ribs? And I don't mean the ones out on the grill.
Oh, that's another story got to get to. Oh, so yeah.
How are they? You okay?
I think that was payback for making fun of Crack Ross and his dad for in a bike crash. So anyway, I had a little accident.
She's so right, and I believe everything she says is correct.
Dr. Fauci said that if hospitals get any more overcrowded, they're going to have to make some very tough choices about who gets an ICU bed. That choice doesn't seem so tough to me. Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo? Rest in peace, Wheezy.
I love this guy. He's so right. Rest in peace, Wheezy.
And in the end, he goes, so you settle down and stay with the man who loves you. You know, because they wanted to rattle people. They don't want us to be happy. They want us to be divided, definitely not procreating.
It's all about division now. I see the man-women division constantly with every day. And then you see the color division, the religion division. And now they got these people out there, terrorists all over the streets, and they got people fighting with the terrorists. So this got terrorist supporters and terrorist fighters, and there's another way to divide people. I mean,
well, I tell you, did you see the one you may have seen?
So just come on with me. I'm gonna sit in here. I'm gonna get comfortable. All this freaking mask is in my face. I got my vaccine right here. And where's the steering wheel? Where the hell did I put the steering? Oh, the steering wheel's over here. What? Oh, you son of a bitch!
Stop it! No!
Put your arms back. Stop resisting.
Let go! I am not under arrest. Leave me alone. Okay. Yeah. So, actually, the forerunner to that story is the young lady that you hear me asking to film it. I had brought her there because
I had met her back in March.
Teddy from PHP, and with Orr, we have a very special episode for you today. We just wanted to hop on quick and just say happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there, and throw it out there that we're very thankful to be part of this network, and we'd like to send a special thank you to Jody and Heidi, Invisible, and Scott, and the rest of everybody at PHP. And
Masks, you must wear six! Six jabs for real! 6 foot distance as well! Six! Six, six! The number of the facts!
All for questioning something illegal.
Do you have that other one?
Yes, I do. Let me
Put that 47-second clip, just because that's the one. As I said, I think that's 200 years from now, they're going to be looking at that in history books going, these people were the most corrupt bunch of SOBs that ever went. You can't believe them.
Oh, definitely. There we go. This one doesn't have sound to it, so you can narrate.
Well, you know, this is such a disgrace.
Of art and wrote something to the effects of Black Lives Matter, All Lives Matter on it. And then the principal got a hold of this and he berated her for saying that. And she gave this to as a gift to a young girl, and she stopped drawing for like a year. So it really touched home with me. So I'm going to play this little piece with that, but you can go to PHP to get the whole interview with us. There we go.
Is that from her?
That's her logo. Yeah, that's her. That's from her. That's the Gavel Project's logo. She did that for me. I love it.
Wow. Don't tread on her.
Yeah.
That's right.
Don't tread on our clients.
Looks like the right place.
Come on.
Hey, Mike, is Crack Ross here?
Not Mike! Nico Lovebird! What do you want?
Whatever, man.
It was a once-in-a-lifetime thing to be there, so tell everybody who you are.
Thanks, you guys. It's great to be with you. You know, we've been having some conversation prior to today, and we do have a lot in common. We know some people from many years gone by. Teddy, you and I have common associates, Johnny Cash being one of them. I think a good place to start is to tell anecdotes from my life story. But I started at 17 hanging out with my dad, who was a TV producer, and he was producing TV with Arthur Godfrey and a guy named Art Linkletter, who you probably remember, did a show called Kids Say the Darndest Things.
The show. But what I really want to talk about today is another friend I met at another Reawakened tour in Miami, and this was in May, and her name is Karina Schmidt. And Karina, before I let you say hello, I just want to bring back a little memory. So that's us at Miami in May. All right. So Karina, why don't you just tell us all about what you're doing with the insurance company and let you kick it off.
Hi, and thank you for having me on the show today. It's great to see you. And yes, that was quite an event in Miami back in May, the Reawaken America was fantastic. We met, as you recall, because I was out getting petitions for support for amending our constitution in Florida to support pro-life.
We have a very special guest on today. This is Mr. Clay Clark, and I had the privilege of hanging out with Clay in Miami in October for Reawaken America tour. Him and James showed me a great time. James Panic in D.C. We also invited him today, but he's home with the family for Christmas. I'm just getting over monkeypox or something, so you'll hear it in my voice.
Sorry to hear that.
I didn't wear my monkey mask, but I will turn it over to Teddy, who will introduce his new friend Clay Clark, who hung out at these guys hung out in California, and I want to hear all about that.
But I also have a video for, to play for Teddy. So just, Teddy, when you want to set that up, just go for it. But welcome, Clay, and go for it, Teddy.
Well, hey, man, like I was saying to you before, God bless you for what you do, and you are a gift from God. And any when you go to your things, I've never been to anything like that before. And the feeling there and the spirituality, it's enormous. It's enormous, and you can't miss it. I've never seen anybody with your endurance. You were, we got there at 6 a.m. and you're standing there shaking hands. I couldn't believe my eyes. And you were there all day. You know, it's incredible what you do.
Well, I'll say this real quick. General Flynn is America's general, and he and I connect on a lot of reasons, on a lot of different levels. But one is that his work ethic is outstanding, and he puts mission over ego, and that's something everybody can learn from. And although General Flynn is probably, and someone could disagree with me, but I would argue that in terms of the political world, he's probably one of the top 10 most well-known names, you know, on the conservative side. He's somebody who you would think he was new to the party, new to the movement, and that he was just putting in his time. He's always the first guy to arrive. I try to get there every morning at 5 a.m. on the site to make sure things are going well. I like to be the first person there. I try to be the last person to leave.
Brooklyn Patriot has been with us in previous episodes, I believe episode 2, where we talked a lot about 9/11 and a few other things. But Brooklyn Patriot, why don't you say hello? I don't think he paid his camera bill, so he's not going to be on video today. But can you hear me, sir?
I hear you loud and clear. Happy New Year to you and yours. I hope very prosperous and healthy New Year, you know, going forward.
That interview, he said he was getting a show and he wanted to, I told him that you were probably going to come on tonight. Hold on a second.
Hello, Fritz. Fritz, you're there.
Yeah. Hey, Fradici puppet. We got your friend here, Brooklyn Patriot.
That's why I'm calling. I told you I was probably going to call when he was on. He was supposed to call me a few weeks ago, and I'm still waiting. BP, why didn't you call me?
You know what, dude?
Wow, I'm in the middle of this. Doc. This is awesome. Awesome.
It was a little tired, a little busy. You know, I got stuff going on, but you know what? Here's the thing.
Well, you can't start making a plan and not call me back. I'm a very busy guy. And
I know, man. You got injections to make. I get it.
Yeah,
I get
it. Are you wearing a mask?
Right now, I have two.
Okay, where are you?
I'm in Brooklyn. You
grabbed my dick. I was arrested. Right. I would have ripped his fucking head off. You know,
you're gonna have to put a few bleeps in there. But speaking of bleeps and all this information, I think I want to play this video that I labeled cringeworthy. And you'll see why. And we might have to play it twice because there's so much stuff in here that you might want to talk about. So yeah, let me just throw this on.
Go ahead. What you got?
To have you wear me in today, and I thank you.
Now, how come they start telling this stuff and they suddenly get cancer and they suddenly get this and they you know?
Every one of them. Yep. And he died in 2007. And the interview we're going to play, I think, was in 2006 or 2005 with Alex Jones. You can see how young Alex Jones is in this interview we're going to play. Basically, what we did was it's a 2.5-hour interview. So what we did was we broke it down into like 5 or 6 sections, and it's a total of 10 minutes. So we'll play piece by piece, and we'll talk about it, but in a little while. But we have a couple of other funny things and other stuff to get to. But how you been?
Man.
What's going
good
on?
Job.
Which was really good. And the clip I'm going to play is it comes off of what she played. She played this weird woman that was doing some kind of ritual on these people in Davos. And if you don't know what Davos is,
I've heard about that.
we put a little comedy twist to it with Jody's reaction at the end. So it's going to be funny.
Hey, man, for anyone when Marina Abramović is a dinner guest, you know what I mean?
You know, there's nothing good going on there.
Yeah, you might be on the menu.
But basically what Davos is, for anyone that doesn't know, that's where a bunch of rich people get together and fly about 200 separate planes so they can all go complain about us using gas and want us to use electric cars.
That you leave here are going to find you wherever you go. So again, I say the demons that you do not fight, you pass down to your children. So you could run and you could hide. You could say, oh, people should stay in Mexico, fix their own country. Stay in California and fix your state.
Thank you.
Some great messages in there, and I love yeah. Must Be Love. Yes.
Thank you.
And welcome to the show.
Well done. Good job putting together, it together. Bravo, bravo.
Really? That's what I was going to say.
Thank you.
You really, you hit my favorite parts. I thought it's like I put it up.
Oh, you made it easy, David. There was so much stuff in there. I would have liked to put more, but yeah.
I appreciate that, brother. Thank you.
So let's hear your story and where you are right now and what can we expect?
Really, hey, you got
good,
the floor,
good to see
man.
You, Fitz. Good to see you, Teddy. I good appreciate you guys having me on. Patriots helping Patriots. I'm a Marine Corps combat veteran and I'm running against Mark Decano in Riverside, California, and I'm the only Republican on the ballot.
Oh, darling, let you sing my blues away. Bye bye.
I just wanted to make sure we got that in there because I love every one of
Praise
those. I've
really?
Been singing, I've been singing those songs around the house.
I'm watching Bunstone.
Hey, man, I appreciate you cutting that together. That's great. I can't wait to see it because the video didn't work for either one of those videos for me, but I got to hear everything.
Yeah, and I could send you the
cool
clips,
to take
too.
A little trip down memory lane. You know, the band and I had a lot of fun, and it really started at a time in my life when and this is Rumble, and I know how wild you guys are, so I could just say I was thinking about blowing my brains out, and I checked myself into that VA, and it was before I had gone to
something scarier than my monkeypox failure. Like Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds, I'm creating pigeon pox. It will scare the bejesus out of everybody.
Mitch, this isn't usual, is it?
We've been out back looking at the chickens. Something seems to be wrong with them.
There's nothing wrong with those chickens, Mitch.
But, like Rocky, I kind of feel like a Kentucky fried idiot. Ow, he bit me again. Son of a bitch.
Come on. Move your tail. Move your tail. You look like a girl out there. What's the matter with you?
Feel like a Kentucky fried idiot.
Laugh. You're going to cry. You're going to be one of the ones out there beating up cops. Yeah, let me play this one.
Exactly. But exactly.
Mm-hmm. Showing five asylum seekers who viciously attacked police officers in New York's Times Square as the cops were attempting to detain them. Now, the assault happened last Saturday. The police attempted to...
Тем более, что США должны были проводить чемпионат мира
the United States.
And if I... ever had a goal, it would be to work within the Trump administration and to be able to kind of point out some of these little things that I see and I have that I could just have a little whisper in his ear and say, you know, we need to fix this, this, this. Now, I think he already knows about the thorium because his uncle, as most people know, was the head of MIT research for 30 years, the longest ever. And he came up with this thorium, and I'm mentioning a lot now, and I showed you these two books real briefly, because I would never really heard of thorium. It's on my periodic table, and it falls under a heavy metal.
They give it to you, but you're not allowed to have it.
Hey, Freddie, that's a play right there, man. I'm so happy right now because I have a dear friend of mine on. I consider you a dear friend now, Fitz. It's been a couple of years. We met a few years ago. He's a part of the Patriot community. Fitz is, in my opinion, an incredible artist. He's now gone in the direction of podcaster. And like, where can we find you, Fitz? Where are you now?
Thank you so much, Tricia. It's so great to see you again after, what is it, almost 3 years? But we've been talking, but just haven't done a show in so long. And hopefully it won't be another 3 years before we do it again. But yeah, I'm all over the place, mostly on Truth Social, which is going to be blowing up soon. I heard the merger's going through.
It's Patriots helping Patriots mocha blend. I don't really deal with Patriots. I deal with people with wear masks and that kind of thing, and I want to make sure they all get boosters. It was pretty simple, and the coffee is freaking fabulous. I love it. Gosh. So if I can do it, anybody can do it. Go to Covfefe Coffee. And Covfefe, I think, what's his name? Donald Trump had said something about it, but I don't think this is for him, because if it was for him, I wouldn't do this.
Oh, you're on the small screen. Here's to Covfefe Coffee, and we have the lady behind the mocha coffee, Just Jody. Welcome, Just Jody. Let me try and get your screen working here.
Hey, y'all. Hey, Fitz. Thank you for having me. Let me just compose myself. That was the best. You're going to put any commercial I do to shame. Fridouche Puppet is where it's at.
Oh, yeah. He was tricked by Invisible to taste it. And he loves it.
Invisible, she had to just bust out. You know she did when she saw that commercial.
Network, you'll see a very special guest I have with me today. This is Sheriff Joshua James, and he's got a very important message to send out to everybody about things that are going on in Texas right now. So we are just going to give a couple of minutes here for Joshua before this week's episode of With Awe. So everybody's familiar with the fires that are going on, but Joshua, take it away.
All right. How's it going, everybody? We are in the panhandle of Texas. Well, I'm actually driving to Midland at the moment to the airport to go pick up a friend that's shooting a documentary. But we are based out of Lubbock, and we have been at a tractor supply in Wolford on, I believe, 84th Street. And we're collecting donations of all kinds. Dollars definitely work. But we're also collecting all the supplies that the firefighters and everybody fighting the fires and doing cleanup up in the panhandle.
I noticed one thing in that clip there. Those demon horns, those are the same horns that are on the heads of the Tranny Story Hour people.
And if you notice the three banners, if you look at it quickly, it looks like the Nazi symbol. It's not the Nazi symbol, but it's the actual Nazi colors, right?
Yeah. Yep. It looks just like
it. Think about it. It's all tied together.
There was somebody called back to hell this week, and it was Jacob Rothschild. I don't know if he was on. I don't know if you know anything about Bohemian Grove. I've looked into it a little bit, and that's where one of those drawings came from. But is this the first time you're hearing of it, or have you seen anything about it?
I just want to give a quick shout out. Happy birthday to JR is pissed. So happy birthday to you. And I think we have a special friend that's going to say happy birthday as well.
Hi, my name is Fratici Puppet. And I just want, oh, my mask fell off. I just want to say happy birthday to JR is pissed. You're not the only one who's pissed. I'm pissed because you blocked me on Telegram.
Stuff there. So they've been there for a while. They've been there for over a year.
Okay. You know? Instead of at the border.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. But anyway, you brought up the trannies and that kind of thing. Or maybe I brought it up. Whoever brought it up. This is a very funny video. Don't get mad at me. Not you, but if anybody gets offended. Don't get mad at me. I just added a little bit to it. But I think it's kind of funny and suiting and
of the finest military in the world. Michael and I.
Oh, so it was. Oh,
yes.
No.
Okay.
Yep.
Like ships
yep.
in the
That's
night.
Over there.
Yeah, and Matt Gaetz was there.
We've taken a lot
yes.
of trips together.
Same one. Oh.
Yeah, yeah, and Libs for TikTok was there, and
Laura.
And
DC Drano. I got DC yeah. Drano to sign the parents. Book that you guys signed that weekend, too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So,
amazing.
And
I got a picture with him.
We need to also point out now that we're running your show. No,
you're in charge now. So.
is your shirt, right? So the shirt that you are wearing.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm backwards because I like this message. Well, I like both messages.
That's cool.
around every now and then.
And then I have the other one. I have it up there too. So I guess when we were making these shirts, we were like, no matter what, we want, if they're getting the message on the front, that's great. But if they, you could always make the connection, whether you're reading front or back, you're going to get some sort of message, right? So that's kind of where we put something on the front and on the back.
I think one of us should always wear it backwards. I kind of like this.
Right?
I think anytime we're dressed like one of us should have it on backwards.
On the 12th day of Scandemic, Dragici looked to me. 12 scams of science, 11 demons praying, 10 swollen fingers, 9 ventilators, 8 national breathing, 7 sheep are listening, 6 feet of distance, 5 stolen brains.
From my parade, today's view is awesome. Picture one float after another that is interesting, artistic, and full of little Easter eggs of codes we get to solve together or independently. I am joined by the artist and the author himself, the one, the only, Fitz Zymond. Fitz is a patriot of the highest order, is all the way down the Q rabbit hole, and has made it one heck of a hobby generating an Easter egg-filled cartoon every single day. And he's been at it for quite some time. Fitz, welcome to The View from My Parade.
Hello, Patriots, friends, everyone. This is Withor, and we are going to do a special episode just about everything Flynn movie today. And I couldn't think of a better person to kick it off with than my favorite podcast hostess, Just Jody. So let me bring Just Jody in. And can you hear me?
Hey there. Thank you so much for having me, Z. How are you today, Fitz?
Oh, awesome. Very good. Just wanted to bring you in here and talk about the general and the movie, give you the backstage experience, because I heard some little birdie told me that you might be talking to him soon. Actually, today.
That's so incredible. I can hardly contain myself. I'm working on composure currently. And, you know, there's a lot going on here. But I have to tell you first that was an amazing opening video. Like, I was, like, going to go into tears with that. It was incredible. Because we think about his journey. And, you know, I know he's a big reason I'm sitting here and you're sitting there. When we go back years and know that something was wrong, and it really opens your eyes to how he was betrayed.
I want to tell you congratulations and thank you, Z. It's a big show for you today. I think you're hitting number 30. And
yes, number 30.
I mean, that's 30 weeks and plus, because you work, you know, many hours on the stuff you do. And I'm grateful to you. The American people are grateful to you. And your talent is just really appreciated. And, you know, I just love you. Like, you are such a good person. And being a patriot at the level that you're at is impressive. I mean, you leave nobody behind in the movement. And, you know, I just want to say thank you.
I appreciate that so much. Coming from you, it means everything. I love you as well. And I thank you for bringing me and so many others into this movement, getting together like this. It's incredible. And I did call you an angel on the last episode, and I really meant that.
You're so sweet. You're so sweet.
Thank and you.
And we will talk soon. Good luck.
All
I'm praying for you. It's going to be a great show.
Thank you. God bless.
Hello, and we're back, and we just had Just Jody on, and now look who's here. It's our good friend Matt Strzok, who is actually on the Flynn movie tour right now as we speak. And Matt, I'm still wearing my badge. Cool.
Yeah.
How's it going?
It's going good. Yeah, thanks for having me on.
It's great to see you again. So where were you guys now, and where is the big bus?
We are in Branson right now. The bus is actually not here right now because it's going to get some new tires on it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We've done about 1,500 miles, or they have. I was at the premiere, and then I went home for a few days, and I joined back up in Nashville. Yeah, and then we came over to Branson, Missouri, and that's where we are now. The bus is getting some new tires, and then we're off to Wichita next.
Welcome welcome back to With Awe. And I'm trying to bring my friends in here. Oh, here they are. So we are in the middle of illegals beating the crap out of people on the street and murdering. And we got people setting themselves on fire in the streets. We got the real president in court for nothing. But we're going to talk about sitcoms and cartoons. How's that? All right. Yeah, there is a lot of crazy shit going on, but let me introduce both the Brooklyn boys here today, which is perfect because we're going to talk about some of these sitcoms. And I ended it on purpose with Welcome Back, Carter, because we have a little treat for everybody. We said we were going to have some fun. But since Bensonhurst Kid, I can see you. Why don't you say hello? And what's been up?
Nothing much, Fitz. How's everything with you, man? How's it going?
Everything's good. Just hanging in there. We had an awesome show last week. I had a lot of good comments about it.
Awesome.
Everything with General Flynn. Mm-hmm. I don't think.
Yeah, it is reaching that precipice. I agree with you.
Yeah, people are everyone that I speak to is either completely they just had enough of it, or they're just trying to scrape two nickels together to get by. I mean, food price is out of control. Gas is out of control. Electric is out of control. You know, people are suffering.
Michael! Oh, Michael! Oh, Michael!
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
Michael!
How's that for kicking it off? Hey, everybody, welcome back. This is part two of episode 32 of With Awe, and as you can see, we got a whole gang here today. So we got Brooklyn Patriot, we got Bensonhurst Kid, and I think everybody knows Dr. Jeff. So I think we'll go around. But first, I would like Brooklyn Patriot, could you do your best impression of Dave from X-22 and welcome us to the show? Because I have a little clip I want to play.
And welcome.
As you know, we love to drop clips while we're doing these shows, so I'm going to drop a few in as we go through this opening here. So this is technically episode 33, but it is a collage of the last couple of weeks' clips, plus some other inspiring ones, I would say. If you saw just Jody a couple of days ago, actually, she had Scott Sciarra on, and he's the father of Our Amazing Grace. And his reaction to something that I did for Grace just blew me away. And just for that reason, I got a new toy, a laminator. So I laminated the picture that he had a wonderful reaction to. And I put some stuff on the back, including Genesis 50:20, like he likes to end his shows with. And it means a lot more to me that Genesis 50:20, because it's an amazing song that I listen to. And there's a line in it that says, "You take what the enemy meant for evil and you turn it to good." Strikes me here because so many things that I can go on about, but I won't, have affected me in that way, where something was supposed to be evil. Actually, one of my illnesses was supposed to be for evil, but it ended up being a godsend. So we are doing it here because it's a short intro to our clips. The Brooklyn boys are all busy. Couldn't get them to come on. They'll be back, but I want to thank the Brooklyn boys. I want to thank Brooklyn Patriot, Bensonhurst Kid. I also want to thank Dr. Jeff Horlick and Mr. West Palm Beach for all coming on for episodes 31 and 32. And that's what just an all-around great patriot. And I believe you're turning 83 on May 20th. Is that true, Steve?
There you go. Yeah, I'm 83 young. You know, when I'm on Bannon, he talks about that. And today we're going to talk about precinct strategy.
Introduce a good, I promised everybody we're going to have a superstar on tonight, and we just happen to have two. And the first one is Scott Beer at the Parade. And I just want to say something that might not sound right, come out the wrong way, but in a way we have to be thankful for the world falling apart in one way, because we never would have been able to make these great friends that we make. And I consider Scott a really great friend, and we've been talking for a couple of months now, at least once a week, and really great guy. And with that, I will let Scott introduce Vicky. Hey, Scott.
Fitz, thank you so kindly for your false words. And in the next 60 minutes, all of you will realize how honest I am about how much I suck. And then we can move forward from there. But I will agree with you that the silver lining of the Great Awakening has been the friendships that have been formed.
But yeah, your show, off the chain. What's going on? Here you might be coming back.
Yeah, we're going to be coming back. We had to kind of stop it for a while because Kel's had some things going on with her health. And, you know, at around the same time, I had a lot of stuff going on with my job. And since then, I've kind of said adios for a while. I'm doing my own thing and kind of day trading right now. So, you know, and things are getting a little better for her. But we're going to have some guest appearances for co-hosts. You're probably going to be one of the first ones. We've already talked about that. So it's going to be fun.
I'm looking forward to that. Yeah. And day trading, you can bet Nurse Kid can talk offline about that. I think he knows a little bit about that too.
and get out and just stay focused on trying to save America, you know, because we're in a scary situation right now. And it's hard to know what the future is going to hold. And so I said, just trying to do what I can. You know,
yeah. God bless you. And as he said, thank you so much for everything you're doing. And I put this little screenshot up here. So, like we said earlier, this fight is still going, even though the movie tour is over. You can still get your friends to watch this on Amazon. And when you go to Amazon, rent it, buy it, like it, put it on your watch list. Mm-hmm. Even though Amazon is the enemy, we got to go into enemy territory and get these things number one.
Yeah, exactly. It's available on Amazon. It's also on iTunes and on YouTube. And you can, as you see there, you can rent it for $6 or buy it for $20. And, you know, it's almost worth buying it because of the fact that, you know, it's a lot of information and you kind of almost have to watch it more than one time to kind of comprehend all the information that's laid out there because it's a lot and there's a lot of names in there. And same thing with these videos of like Ivan at the Wall. It's a lot of names that he drops. And so, you almost have to sit there and take notes to try and understand it. And
yeah, you guys. We had a conversation a while back.
Oh, look at this, my favorite. Oh my God. Look at this, you guys.
These are beautiful.
Awesome.
Hopefully, the patches don't fall off.
Look at it. Oh my God. That is so beautiful. I have a patch. Look at this.
It's gorgeous.
I'm crying. Thank you.
You are the real Hinge, my friend. It was just well waiting done, to be spoken.
It's
into.
Very well done.
Just waiting to be spoken into, right? Oh, I'm rocking this. I cannot wait.
So, we are here at the Showdown in Motown. You're with Intentional Mick Meow, and this is Fitz or Fritz or Frutz or Franz, and he's with Patriots Helping Patriots. Now, this is one of the things that we are about. We want to get those independent journalists. We want to have them on our program. Because why? Because the legacy media, the propaganda media, the mainstream media, whatever you want to call them, are really not telling you the truth.
And now there's another video I want to share. You just saw it before we came on.
Oh,
this. You want to give the warning or should I?
For all those that are watching, full disclosure, let the kids leave out of the room. That's all I have to tell you. Nothing bad, just different language that they shouldn't be seeing. So, you know, you've been warned.
Yeah, we don't curse. Normally on this show, maybe a little bit, but this is our friend. Well, not our friend, but we hope to be a friend one day.
Yeah.
But we love this guy, Danny Bongino, Dan Bongino. We played his last epic rant when he did something with the Motley Crue song in it. And we made a video about that. This is another epic rant and you got to see it. I mean, it's a lot of cursing, but we didn't bleep it out, but I think this is how everybody feels. So I think in him more this as life goes on. But here we go, Danny Boy, take it away.
But if you are going to go out and now start attacking us for calling out Democrats.
And we're still not done talking about Detroit, but mm-hmm. You awaken to him. So I took a little shot at making a video similar to the way Matt does it. Hopefully this one will go on the full screen. But I think you were a KISS fan or Well, you might still be a Kiss fan. And Gene Simmons is on the fence. I don't know what to think of that guy these days. So I didn't see anybody put out Detroit Rock City, so I figured I'll take a crack at that.
Right now. Exactly. Yeah, work it out.
Full schedule. So let's throw this one up. As I was saying, a little Zeppelin, we're going to talk about airships as part of this. So there's five pieces of this thing, and I put these clips together. This is a minute, 2 minute clips of each piece. Mm-hmm. I think we would want to talk about first right. One's about spirituality, and this guy, I don't know his name, but he's in the movie a few times, and he does this whole piece about what the world is supposed to be versus what they have made it. So let me just throw this on and we could talk about that.
You're with two alternatives, right? And you or I, whoever the person deciding between these two is, I'd like for you to pretend you're a world leader. You're not a good one. You're evil and you'd like to rule the people.
Yeah, I'll talk to him. I'll try to get him to do it next week.
Yeah. Dude, that'll be great.
No rush, but he's got to do it.
All right.
Right. We're all good luck. We're all counting on you.
Yeah. I swear to God, I do not need this right now. Okay? Trump's got a judge just aching to throw him in jail. An idiot who wants to debate and can't speak. Rhinos and pigs. Giant, loud trannies. They ain't made sense in 5 years. They got no souls. They got a disastrous problem. And a little election fraud case that, which in the balance, holds the lives of everyone on Earth. Not to mention your right to abortion and murder, the economy, all lives, open borders, crazed criminals, and let me see, what else can we pile on? Is there any more shit that we could pile on to the top of the outcome of the fake elections? Is it possible? Please tell me, is it possible?
Oh, you got a little animated there at the end. Love it.
He did a great job, man. He did a great job.
That's hilarious.
Oh, that's awesome.
So.
Near right.
I love
that. Hey. So, yeah. Tell them who you are. You want to get out here?
Oh, yeah. What's up, everyone? Yeah, I work with Laura Loomer. I'm the guy who questioned the Secret Service director on Thursday.
That's awesome.
We had, like, such a wonderful chat. Watch Loomer's X account if you haven't seen the video. She ran like a coward.
Yeah, so basically when you say, like, am I concerned? No, because we got people like him, Laura Loomer. There's so many more of us that are just getting the courage to amplify and expose these scum. It's like, do you care? Like, no. We're just coming after them.
Yeah, Monday's going to be historic.
They're scared of us.
Monday's
right?
Going to be historic.
Right here.
Tell him that Patriots helping Patriots appreciates everything he's doing.
I got to wrap it up. You got one more before we close it up?
I was just going to talk a little bit about what are your thoughts behind the whole assassination attempt, and have you seen any of those things on?
Yeah, thanks for that question. So people are going to refer back to my Alex Jones interview where I basically called on there was going to be an assassination attempt on Trump once they realized to block him from being the nominee. And what I thought that would be, I basically said that it would be the best case scenario if they did assassinate him, because then we would mobilize as a country to body check the deep state. What I failed to even contemplate was an even better course of action, which is a failed assassination attempt that everybody knew that they were behind it. So, and then what I failed to envision was the manner in which that failed assassination attempt took place, and President Trump stood up and did the fist. Like, that is literally the best case scenario. No one could have, like, even come up with that as a possibility.
That was
like precise and level of failed assassination attempt. They are so screwed. Plus, with the whole shorting the stock of TMT, they're just being exposed massively.
Enough was enough.
And I said, let Trumpomania run wild, brother. Let Trumpomania rule again. Let Trumpomania make America great again.
Welcome back to With Awe, ladies and gentlemen, from Patriots Helping Patriot. Ladies and gentlemen, and whatever else you want to consider yourself. Whoa, look who's back. We do have Bensoner's kid in the house, but we don't have Brooklyn Patriot tonight. So these guys might be the same guy. They're never in the same place at the same time.
What? What's he listening to?
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
That's another song you don't want to admit you like.
That's Devo, right?
Oh, shit. Devo. Oh, shit. Yeah. It's hot. Oh, what? Cigarette. Oh, no.
Now it's a party.
Yeah. What, you drop a cigarette in his pants?
Somebody call the fire department.
Dude, are you going to make it through the show?
Oh, boy, no, I'm not. You're a podcast now.
You got to go. What's that?
That's a cigarette.
The Olympics, who? Oh, well, the ones that do all that crap, you don't have the balls to stand up to these people. You destroyed the Olympics with this woke ceremony, having some fat cow holding a heart with and acting like his Jesus. That's not your intention. It's exactly your intention. You're throwing it in my face, and you have like a 9-year-old girl there or boy, and some guy next to him with his testicles sticking out. Like, what are you doing? Live TV. And the president of France, that other jerk off, Macron, types out, you know, goes on his X account and goes, this is France. Like, this is who we are. Yeah, because you've been destroying the country for decades, probably. And that's why, you know, your wife is also a man like Obama. So, yeah. You know, this is what's been going on. And
that was part of the lies I wanted to get to with her saying that she's not what she is. And then you just mentioned Hussein and Hussein's husband. I wanted to mention that lie, too, and a couple other ones. And then you brought up Macron. Perfect. Perfect example.
Perfect example.
But I was going to say I don't have any Uncle Scotty clips, but we don't need them with you all fired up like that.
Oh, get it. Just give me the okay to curse and I'll just go Brooklyn on you guys. Seriously. Yeah.
Huge thank you. Like, thank you so much. Thank you. You're so talented, Fitz. And where we go one, we go all. And God bless you. And God bless everyone. And Fitz, God is surely using you.
He's right about that, brother.
Thanks. She's so great. It's funny, too. She's originally from Brooklyn also. We don't only talk to people from Brooklyn, but it just happened out that she
just happens to swing that way, right? I think her accent. I was like, is she from around here?
She don't live there anymore, but she's originally from Brooklyn, and you could tell. And I invited her on the show. She does work nights, so we're going to try and work it around so she can come on sometime and just hang out with us because she seems like a great person to hang out with. But, yeah, she won again.
I'm ready. All right. I eat no for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And I eat other things as a snack.
Wow.
That is my
That's
favorite.
All I have to say about that, man.
Oh, my God.
My favorite camel hump impersonator. But before...
She's gonna go far. I'm telling you right now.
Before we get to that, everybody might notice we have a new face in the video here. This I'd love to give a special introduction to I Am Invisible, also known as Vizzy or Pam. She has actually been in Patriots helping Patriots longer than most of us. She was one of the originals. She's been doing behind the scenes work for the longest time. Great contributor. We thank her for everything she does back there because she makes us look good, which is very difficult. And as always, is Brooklyn Patriot. But Vizzy, why don't you? She's going to tell us about her story, and we're going to be quiet for that. But first, why don't you just introduce yourself before we get into all that?
I am behind the scenes, invisible, and I'm here today to actually our owner. Jody, she interviewed me years ago. I met her in a chat, and this was before she ever, you know, got all the contributors. It was just her and Heidi and me, basically. And it wasn't even me yet. I mean, she was just, you know, started out small, had the little Telegram channel, and then, you know, and then branched out. And I met her in a chat room, and I was talking about my story. I had breast cancer and how I went through the breast cancer and how I realized that Big Pharma was nothing but a big joke. But so I'll tell my story.
Okay.
And I have to warn you, I'm all over the place. I lose my train of thought. I'm like, you know, I have 18 things in the fire. I got 3 jobs. I watch dogs for, you know, on the side. I do this, I do that.
When do you sleep?
You know, I sleep and I sleep. But other than that, when I'm awake, I'm doing something.
From the movie and from that night, played them together with a couple of the cue drops showing up in there. So it's yeah, that part was great. From
that
the
RNC. That was a good post. That was good.
Another first for you, Magapalooza.
Oh, yes. That was so much fun. Enoch is just so much fun. The whole weekend was just a blast, just camping out. Although I had a couple of issues with my tents, I lost my poles. I went home, and I couldn't find the poles, and I went back, and then I left my purse at home. So I go back home and get my purse. But luckily, I only live 17 minutes away from the campground.
17.
Exactly. Oh, that's pretty amazing. And you did meet somebody there that is very interesting, a lead vocalist for a group. Very talented, comical. And we do I grabbed a video that you posted on Rumble of him, and I want to play that. You know who I'm talking about, right?
So, yes. That's Andy Meehan. So he is with Write for Bucks. I actually joined that group about a year ago. So really awesome patriot group here in Bucks County. And he also has a band, the Trump Train Band. So they do a bunch of parodies. So they're awesome. They're hysterical. And that song is just, oh my goodness, it's so funny.
It was perfect. I love the way this guy thinks. I love the way he sings and everything else. Big Brooklyn right. Patriot, I don't think you saw this yet.
But nah, I can't wait.
Check this out. It's... I'm not even going to say it. You'll see it. Here we go.
The first part of my journey.
It was really awesome. Amazing state. Amazing.
Yeah. It's got to give you a great feeling. On something topical, though, I wanted to get your opinion on, how do you feel about these the Venezuelan gangs?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And
there you have it.
Yeah, I wanted to see what your opinion would be on that. Well,
there's two things I think the sheriff should be doing, and I've just decided the one today, and I'll tell you that after the other one. The other one is the sheriff should be working. You always hear about narcotics task forces or gang task forces and all this. Right now, folks, all of those efforts should be aimed at keeping your community and your county safe. Your task forces should be coming together and cooperating, coalescing to make your county safe. This what we've been seeing in Aurora, Colorado, and coincidentally, just a few miles away in Denver. Denver is a sanctuary city for illegal immigrants.
Big time.
And this is the result of that. And this is 100% the blame and the fault of the Biden administration. 100%. This is Biden and Harris. And how Harris says with a straight face that she's been fighting to stop illegal immigration the whole time. You know,
what is our,
what a farce.
Completely. It's insane.
If you were charged with lying, she would be in prison for the rest of her life.
But then we'll distribute it all over the place. Yeah, so it works against them. Once you've got big audience, you can pretty much do whatever you want.
Correct.
That's where I'd love to see some whistleblowers coming out on a lot of things and just putting it up here.
Fitz, here's what I'm going to tell you there's 100% chance of.
Mm-hmm.
once we reach critical mass and you start getting big, all that content's coming out. There's so many people that have information. It could be on a local level with some mayor that's corrupt or some city councilman that's doing something. It could be on a national level where somebody's got the goods on Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and all those other idiots. And, you know, all that money going to Ukraine, you know, it goes this way and then it turns, it goes into some account offshore. Yes. Right. So there's got to be somebody on the other end sending the money. Mm-hmm. There has to be somebody else who knows. It's not Nancy going, okay, we're sending this to you, Ukraine. Here it comes. Oops, I hit the wrong button. It's not doing that. Somebody sends it there and then somebody reroutes.
Oh, yeah.
So mm-hmm. what's going to end up happening is those whistleblowers are afraid to tell anybody for one simple reason, because not only is it not going to air on any network, but they're going to have the feds kick in their door.
Yeah.
And so with us, they could submit that stuff anonymously and the feds could kick in my door.
So it sounds pretty interesting. I'm going to try and make it over there. But let me just wrap up the show and then we could talk for a minute.
Sure.
All right, guys, signing off. Good to see everybody in the chat and God bless. And we will see you possibly next week. Next week is going to be our 50th episode. So we're doing something special, but there'll be more to come on that. And thank you, Sam. Thank you, Benson Nurse Kid. And
ladies and gentlemen, you're probably aware by now that traditional media is facing very significant challenges.